This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. If you've never, ever been disappointed and discouraged, you are a rare individual indeed. Most all of us have at some point gotten discouraged by life as it is, and it's going to happen again if it's happened once, if you've lived very long. There's really nothing we can do about that because, well, our world in general is not perfect. We could wish for it to be an uplifting, encouraging place all of the time, but we have to take this sinful world as it is, not as we would have it. Sure, we do our part to change it, but the very fact that we want to change it is evidence itself that it is obviously imperfect. So what do you do when you're discouraged by life events? You have a choice. Life knocks you down, you can stay down, or you can choose to get back up. Now the challenge is getting to that place where you want to get back up when you're discouraged. How do you change your want to? David, in the Bible, went through many hard times. At one point, before he had become king, some marauders raided the camp of the people he was leading and stole everything, including the women and children. And everyone was mad at David. They blamed him, and he was upset, of course, with the circumstances. There was even talk of killing him. And the Bible says this, David encouraged himself in the Lord. That's interesting. David encouraged himself in the Lord. It seems to me that's key. Encourage yourself in the Lord. The Lord can change your attitude. Paul wrote in Romans, "Do not be conformed to the world, but let the Lord transform your mind by the renewing of His Spirit." Now that is a miracle. We come to the Lord and He initiates the transformation by the Holy Spirit into your mind. So it's not that we pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, by ourselves. We pull ourselves instead before the Lord. Okay, so then what? How does this happen? Well, if you're discouraged, you aren't likely to talk your way out of this to the Lord. You might, but it's more helpful to let the Lord do the talking when you're discouraged, because when you're discouraged, your thoughts may not always be headed in the right direction. So much of what encouragement is finding it in the Lord. And where do you find that? You find that in the Bible. Read the Psalms, especially Psalms like 11 and 23 and 27 and 57, Psalm 69. In Psalm 119, that's 176 verses, Psalm 119, that'll take you a while. But there are other passages in the New Testament. For instance, Hebrews 13:5, "The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" What getting your mind into the Scriptures does is it slowly begins to nourish your soul. It's just like good nutrition to a person who has been deprived of food. You begin to take that in. It doesn't happen overnight or one morning, but slowly it begins to nourish your soul so that you can get back up on your feet again. Here's something else. Call a friend. A friend like the ones we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. Call a friend who understands you and is for you and who has your back. That's why I said last week, let your good friends know that you've got their back. Why? So when your back is down, they know you are one who can help them get back up. The word of the Lord and the word of a friend, well, those are two powerful components to climbing out of discouragement, from getting off your back and standing strong. Try that this week. Remember that next time you're discouraged. Maybe you're discouraged today, or you need to have a helpful word for a discouraged friend. And then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be that person God has created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs and drank a coffee.